Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new dinner specials on Thursday through Saturday. And check out the great new golf shop.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lowenkron.
Detroit Lions receiver Jameson Williams has officially been suspended 2 games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Williams has just released a statement via his agent reading, quote, "The news came as a complete surprise that I am still trying to understand. I don't take supplements or vitamins, and I am overly cautious about even taking over-the-counter medicine. At no time have I ever taken anything in an attempt to cheat. I understand that I am responsible for everything that goes into my body, and I have to take accountability in this instance." Unquote. Washington Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels did not practice today due to a rib injury sustained in last week's win over Carolina. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid said newly acquired receiver DeAndre Hopkins could make his debut as early as this Sunday's game at Las Vegas.
Fox Sports update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, and new daily specials. And check out the great new golf shop. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. A new economic study paints a troubling picture of the potential results a new U.S.-China trade war could have on hundreds of thousands of rural communities. It shows American imposed tariffs would come at a steep cost to Americans' farmers and ranchers while benefiting Brazil and Argentina. The study showed an immediate drop in corn and soy exports to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars that Brazil and Argentina could immediately step in and claim. A Virginia Tech study shows a dramatic slowdown in agricultural productivity that threatens the world's ability to feed a growing global population by 2050. The 2024 Global Agricultural Productivity Report says research, development, and high-tech farming tools are being developed at a steady pace. But study editor Tom Thompson says global ag productivity growth has slowed from 1.9% annually from 2001 through 2010 to 0.7% annually from 2013 to 22. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack emphasized USDA's commitment to connecting local farmers and producers with our schools that serve about 30 million children every school day. Vilsack, joining others in celebrating National School Lunch Week and National Farm to School Month, pointed to the department's recent investment of $500 million for schools to purchase unprocessed foods as the latest action to support school meals through nutritious domestic foods.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation. For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading, with the tech-heavy Nasdaq trying to hold on to gains boosted by upbeat earnings results from Tesla. The EV maker kicked off Magnificent Seven earnings with its biggest quarterly profit in over a year. While the Dow's being dragged lower by IBM following its mixed earnings report, and Boeing after its largest union rejected a new labor contract, extending a six-week strike. Also dragging the Dow lower, Honeywell, the industrial giant, missed revenue expectations and lowered its outlook as demand for its industrial automation products fell. Shares of UPS are jumping nearly 5% after the package delivery giant reported better than expected quarterly results, returning to revenue and profit growth for the first time in nearly 2 years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Wow, you look fantastic.
I love all the sparkle.
It's your fault. You introduced me to jewelry television. I can't stop watching.
Right. The prices are amazing.
I know. There are so many different styles and the color gemstone jewelry. Are you kidding me? Gorgeous.
And did you notice JTV also has gifts for men? I got Jake an Invicta watch that he loves.
New JTV customers receive $40 off their next purchase when they shop jtv.com/radio.
Who are you texting?
I'm not. I'm shopping jtv.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Listen to the actual Yelp review by Paso Robles Glass from our happy customer. I had a tough time deciding whether it was worth the money to replace my single-pane aluminum windows with new efficient ones. Only so much money and multiple things that could be updated in my house. Brandon and Steven just left my house after spending 2 days putting in all the new Milgard Trinzic windows. Best money I have ever spent. I never imagined new windows could change the look of a house so much. The best part was all the time that Brandon and Steven took, showing pride in their work, making sure I was taken care of as their customer. The customer service they provided made every dollar I spent worth it. I would recommend Paso Robles Glass and their staff to anyone looking to get glass work done. Too bad more companies don't operate and care about their customers like Paso Robles Glass does. A really refreshing experience. Signed by our customer, Eric R.
Paso Robles Glass, the Milgard replacement window masters. Call for your free in-home sales consultation for Milgard Trinzic windows and doors. 805-238-4014.
A Frenchman had the last word on American charity, and it was over 100 years ago. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction for architectural metal roofing and siding. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
Americans are in their time of discontent, perhaps more so than at almost any other time in our history. Our young people have heard in classrooms too much of what's wrong with America. Many of the rest of us yearn to feel once again that old Yankee pride we once had, that belief in ourselves and in our nation. The other day I told you a story about a plane load of citizens who spontaneously came to the aid of a destitute father and his crippled son. It was a heartwarming story, but it really wasn't unusual. We're still a generous people, more so than most, and we put our money where our hearts tell us it should be. Every year, in spite of all the billions of dollars in taxes taken for welfare, federal aid to education, subsidies for the arts and cultural activities, we voluntarily contribute another $25 billion to do the same kind of good causes. There are some who would substitute government planning and government support for all this volunteer effort on our part. They lack confidence that we, the people, would care for the needy if government wasn't forcing us to do so. Well, some of us can still remember when foreign aid was voluntary. Sure, there was cooperation from government, but saving millions of Belgians from starvation after World War I was a volunteer citizens program. And so it was when Tokyo was devastated by an earthquake. We raised funds for starving Armenians, for victims of fire and flood and drought, wherever they were in the world. And the image of America all over the world was of the great, generous, helpful neighbor. More than 100 years ago, a Frenchman named Alexis de Tocqueville came to America fascinated by our democracy and our success. He wrote a book about us. He said to his French friends, "You may not believe this, but in America, when someone sees a problem that needs solving, he doesn't call on government. He crosses the street and talks to a neighbor about it. And the first thing you know, a committee is formed, and before long, the problem is solved without any bureaucrats being involved or any new government program started. Unquote. Well, if we lose this particular facet of our American personality, and we can lose it if we continue to ask government for help on things we really do for ourselves, something precious will be lost. Let's not substitute for charity the coercion of taxation. The next time you hear that line about things being too complex for us to handle without government help, that only big government has the capacity to do the really big things, don't you believe it. Here in this country, we have more churches and libraries, support more symphony orchestras, more operas, and more nonprofit theaters with voluntary contributions than all the rest of the world put together. We have more doctors and hospitals in proportion to population than any other people, and 1/3 of all the young people in the world who are getting a college education are getting it in this country. For that matter, if we double our present troubles, we're still better off than people anywhere else in the world. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256. KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Welcome to Sound Off. My name is Karen Veely. I am your host on Wednesday and Thursday afternoon. I'm also an investigative reporter with Calcoast News. Go to Calcoast News. We do real investigative reporting, and we actually publish what both sides say. And that is, the show today is going to be primarily on allegations made by Ty Lewis that were then later repeated. Ty Lewis is he's still the city manager of Paso Robles, but he's off on some kind of leave, and he is getting paid while he... Well, they have another man they're paying to be interim city manager. And but Ty Lewis is also actually the city manager, and he is currently getting paid. So he's still the city manager of the city. He's off on, again, some type of leave. He is trying to get a more than $2 million settlement for the city, making a variety of claims against a group of people. And most of the claims are against... First, the majority of the claims are against Chris Bausch. You know, the primary complaint is against Chris Bausch, who he said is working with Calcoast News myself. We've been hosting meetings and doing things to get him pushed out of office, according to Ty Lewis. And there is a local cannabis businessman that said, we admitted that we were having meetings and talking about making up stuff about Ty Lewis. Both things are absolutely incorrect. What we're going to do today is we are going to be talking about not only the allegations made, the attempt to get a settlement when the city had a $43 million in the red draft budget back in June. The city had to take money out of their reserves just to make it through the year. So there are issues with the finances in the city. I want to first say this all started back in around December of last year when I sent over a list of information to Saro Rizzo And I asked him to look into the ordinance on the parking, paid parking in the downtown area. So Rizzo got back with me and he said, what I had thought was wrong, he said, well, no, you're wrong. What is wrong with this is it violates the DMV laws. And he told me it violated by zoning and by the way that they could change the ordinance. I then contacted Ty Lewis, who demeaned me, told me I was, you know, basically was very dismissive and very rude, and said, you don't know what you're talking about, and the attorney is no good. Later, about a month later, after I'd written a story, they went into closed session, and they came out and said, Elizabeth Hull discovered this. And Elizabeth Hull, our great attorney, found out it's wrong, and we're going to have to cancel paid parking. I then also, around that time, started getting more weird emails from Ty Lewis. I had been at a coffee shop. I'd overheard a conversation. Ty Lewis, it was surprising to me as a city manager. He called me up and he said, you weren't in the coffee shop. Somebody gave you a recording. And I said, no, I was there. And I explained where I was sitting. Then he wrote back, aha, I now know what you did. You walked in with these two. I saw you. And I was like, no, no. I was sitting here. I was already there before these people even arrived. I didn't stay for their whole conversation. I was at the coffee shop. Ty Lewis, Chris Bausch, and Mayor Hammond walked in. I was there for probably 20 minutes of their conversation. I have never heard the tape. Now he is claiming, as part of his settlement, wanting to pay out, that I was hiding behind the building. Well, first of all, let's say that any of those things were true, which is not true. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I was hiding behind the building, in the room, listened to a tape, or walked in with two other people. It's irrelevant. We are the United States of America. In the beginning of our country, we had sedition laws. The First Amendment ended that. It allows people to criticize their public officials. And the reason I'm saying this is Ty Lewis's major claim right now is that Councilman Chris Bausch and I were hosting multiple meetings where we asked people to give us lies about Ty Lewis to get him out of office. First of all, it's absolutely untrue. But second of all, even if it was, he should not be able to get a $2 million settlement because people in the community do not like him. He is a public official. People in our country have a right to criticize their public officials. But since then, a man named Clive Pender from England has put out some posts saying, or an opinion piece, and he believes, oh, he's an employee and no one can criticize him and they should give him a payout and they should not do an investigation. They should not let the lawyers or the insurance company or the investigators look into this. Instead, they should go off an investigation the city did that's coming out soon. And that investigation did not include talking to anyone that is being accused of wrongdoing. I have heard that they talked to Ty Lewis. They talked to Ty Lewis's girlfriend, and they talked to some of the council members. And this is going to be talked about, I'm hearing, on a November 5th election. And Mayor Hammond and Pender are pushing, just pay him off. This shows wrongdoing. But the bigger issue here is, in his very lengthy list of accusations against members of the community, Ty Lewis not only libels myself, he also libels, if the allegations are incorrect, Chris Bausch, Mike Rivera, Gary Lehr, Linda George. He makes claims about all these people, and if they do pay them off, that is them saying that your claims are correct. Here is the caveat. Three of the people they're making accusations against are the three people that were going to run against the incumbents that will decide whether to give a payout. So he puts out things about all the contenders for office that are running against the three incumbents. And are these people going to be helped if they get a payout. Mike, I want to welcome you to the show today.
Thank you, Karen. I appreciate you having me so we can talk this out, because I believe that things done in the light of day are the correct way to do things.
And Mike, tell us what you're running for.
I'm running for 3rd District Council for the city of Paso Robles, 3rd District. And just as a reminder to the listeners, I did run in the last cycle for mayor, and obviously lost to the past mayor, Steve Martin, God rest his soul. And so here I am attempting to do the right thing for my community because I care.
And Mike, I want to go into the allegation. The primary allegation currently by Ty Lewis is that Chris Bausch and I hosted meetings where you were at these meetings, others were at these meetings. First of all, let's talk about the parking meetings. Did you go to any of the paid parking meetings?
I never went to a paid parking meeting, but I was very vocal about me being opposed to paid parking.
And did you ever go to any meeting hosted by Chris Bausch and myself? Or were we ever at any meetings together?
I never went to a meeting that had you and Chris Bausch in at all, ever.
So there was never, and did anyone ever contact you and said, let's make up some false information about Ty Lewis?
That is one of the most absurd, ridiculous, and I have my history with Mr. Lewis, and it's been very public. And I just have to say that I have a real problem with this coming to the surface like this, because it is so untrue and it is so packed full of, I'll just call it, this is wrong for this man to do this.
Do you believe this could be electioneering? You have Ty Lewis putting out very disparaging statements about the 3 people that were going to run against incumbents.
Well, I think the timing is terribly bad. So let's just say that the timing seems odd to me. And I, for one, do not like anybody who wants to try, Ty Lewis is obviously not a dumb guy. So he knows how to read the calendar, and he understands that the calendar for November 5th is quickly coming up, and he starts this nonsense. What has it been, a couple of weeks now before the election? I think that's a little bit odd timing.
I do too, and I also find it very odd that both Clyde Pender and the mayor want him paid off without an investigation. Welcome to Sound Off.
This is Linda George.
Linda, I'm glad that you called in. You are one of the people being accused of being at meetings hosted by myself and Chris Bausch. First, I'm going to ask you, did you go to any of the parking meetings?
The only time I was involved with the parking was at the end, and the first meeting I went to was the celebration, and that was it.
And
that's when I met everybody, Mr. Roush, Gary Lehrer. Actually, at that moment, me and Gary didn't get along very well, but go ahead.
was the celebration, and I don't know, was Chris Bausch at the celebration?
No, he was not.
Was I at the celebration?
Oh, no, you were not.
And then their other allegation is, then I held meetings where I asked people to figure out a way to lie about Ty Lewis. Have I ever asked you to lie about Ty Lewis?
Well, no, and if you did, I still wouldn't do it.
And did you ever go to, have you ever met me before you came on my show?
No. I met you that particular day, when we did the debate with Rodin, the employee of Ty Lewis, and Chris Beal.
Yes, I remember that. And and now I know that the Tribune called you, and did they ask you if you had gone, that if I had hosted meetings or if you had met me beforehand?
They did. You know, I like Chloe, and I actually, you know, I'm so new here and all to the news cycle, the media. It's been really amazing to see my name all splattered all over social media. I still count this a very fun campaign. However, she called me first originally for the story. Then she called me the day of her deadline. She asked me questions 7 ways from sideways if I have ever met you prior to the debate, had meetings, had any connections with you. And she didn't seem very satisfied because she called back and asked again. And what I finally said to her was this, is that, Chloe, I wish I could give you the tale that you want, that me and all these people in this claim, you know, met in a dark alley with, you know, a bonfire and bats, but that's just not the case. And, you know, to be fair to all of you, what I also said to her is that, you know, it's my first run for public office. And the fact that I've been around Paso in the, you know, singing for Paso for the last 15 years, in the blues community, I have never met the day people until I ran for election. So I try to explain it to her like this. We're like coworkers at City Hall. I see them at City Hall. I don't think I've ever seen Mr. Rivera outside of City Hall until the election started. Things like that. So, you know, I was kind of bummed because she wasn't super satisfied with my answers.
And my issue with what Chloe did is I'm a journalist. I graduated from Cal Poly. I know the journalism ethics. And I've been a journalist for a long time, well before Chloe was out of school. And it used to be massively unethical. She's doing a story claiming that there were these meetings where things were said. People told her there were no meetings. She did not include that in her story. She left that out. And I find that as a journalist to be massively unethical. Linda, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much. And so Gary Lehrer was also allegedly at these meetings. And I've also talked to Gary Lehrer, and he said he was never at these meetings.
Yeah, well, I know Gary Lehrer. He's an honest individual. He is a person who has his point of view, which is his right under our American system. And he has every right to express his opinion and his point of view.
Welcome to Sound Off.
Well, this is Gary Lehrer. Since my name was mentioned, I thought I'd call in and check in.
Gary, I'm going to ask you the same question. Were you ever at a meeting with me for anything?
No.
Did you go to the parking meetings?
I attended a few, yes.
Were they hosted by Chris Bausch or myself?
No.
was
hilarious.
Were we even at the meetings?
No.
I don't know if Chris Bausch was. I haven't asked him yet.
Either of you weren't there, because if you were, I would have definitely, I think I would have remembered, because it would have been unusual to have seen you, honestly.
And I want to ask you, how do you feel, they're saying you were part of a conspiracy that Chris Bausch and I hosted meetings where we asked people to make up false information about Ty Lewis. How do you feel about the allegations?
You know, I'm trying to handle this seriously, but in a sense, I'm sick to death of this, because this has harmed my reputation. I'm sure it's hurt me with the party. I'm sure that if anything comes up or positions of responsibility or involvement in campaigns, this is going to damage my reputation, and it could deprive me of gaining skills that I could use to actually maybe myself run for political office. I mean, this is very serious, and I don't think this can't be. I've tried to keep up in good spirits, but this is really very damaging, very serious, and they should have really thought about what they're doing,
because, you know, a person's reputation is very, very important to them. And now I have to wonder, you know, when I go ride my horse, the other people at the barn, do they think I'm some kind of nefarious conspirator? Am I going to have a conspiracy against them? I was thinking about opening a political consulting business because I've learned so much in the past 2 years. I think I can be very effective. But now if somebody Googles my name, are they going to see a bunch of crap made up by these people? Is it going to affect people's wanting to hire me? This could affect my ability to earn a living. I have a band.
We'll be back with more with Gary Lehrer in just a moment. We are going to take a break. A word from our sponsors. One of the things I'm pushing here today is this was all fabricated. I really have never been able to. I don't even know how I got very. One of the things I did, when I did that thing back in January, he literally, or December.
You know, I was very pleased with not only the repair done by Davis Body Shop, but also their professionalism. Jason was courteous and explained the work to be done in clear terms. I was sent regular texts to keep me up to date on the progress of the repairs, and the job was finished in the time schedule he'd estimated. I would recommend Davis for any auto body work that needs to be done.
Nobody says it better than Ann from Paso Robles when she tells her story about her experience at Davis Body Shop. We've been telling you for over 50 years about Davis Body Shop, why we're the longest established auto body repair shop on the Central Coast, offering a lifetime warranty on repairs. Discover the Davis difference at Davis Body Shop, El Camino Real, Atascadero, or on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. Online, davisbodyshop.com.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online, deltaliquidenergy.com.
Well, if there's one thing we know, it's that life can get pretty busy. Throw you off your intended schedule. Well, not this week, though, because this week it's all about you earning entries to win thousands of dollars in cash and prizes, including a $100,000 cash grand prize at Chumash Casino Resort. Ooh. Drawings start at 2 p.m. this Sunday. 75 winners throughout the day. Hey, welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sunbleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
How can a man be so intensely loved and hated at the same time? Vindicating Trump asks and answers this puzzling question. Join Slow County Republican Party this evening for movie night. Vindicating Trump starts at 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters in Atascadero with your host, District 5 Supervisor Debbie Arnold. Pizza, soda, and refreshments available with a $20 donation. Come early for a good seat. Don't miss this showing, paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Welcome back to Sound Off. My name is Karen Beely. I'm your host on Wednesday and Thursdays. Today we are talking about the two articles recently attempting to disparage Cal Coast News, saying we were having meetings where we were talking about things in the community. The Tribune started it. The Paso Robles Daily News then chimed in. And one of the big issues here is there was information out there. These meetings did not occur. People that were supposed to be at the meetings have said, you know, that I was not there. Chris Bausch was not there. And many of these meetings did not occur at all. There were no meetings. But they are putting out a one-sided information while Ty Lewis is pushing getting a settlement. And both the mayor and others are wanting him to get a settlement. And now, Gary, I have Gary Lehr.
Yes.
Can you explain, do you believe if they settle and pay him off without a, and again, there was an investigation, but you weren't interviewed. I wasn't interviewed. Mike Rivera wasn't interviewed. Linda George wasn't interviewed. Chris Bausch wasn't interviewed. If they do a settlement based on interviews with Ty Lewis and Mayor Hammond and others, but not the people that the allegations are against, do you believe that this could harm you and your reputation?
Yeah, I don't want to go into the whole litany in detail about all the things, all the ways I've been harmed, but I think the huge issue here is election interference. You know, I mean, it harms me, it harms everybody. It just, and the other thing is, I don't, as far as the premise of the question is, how can the city council even make a settlement here? This is really ought to go to a court, to a judge, where you have legal standards of evidence, and where you have to prove something that you've been harmed. I don't see that the city council, they're not a judge. I don't see these people as being legal experts. They've all got conflict of interest here, and I just can't see it. Going to the city council, it really needs to be adjudicated at the top level, so that if there's evidence, it has to be admissible in a court of law.
And generally, once they have declined a claim, they usually make them file a lawsuit. Here's one of the other issues that a lot of people don't know. When you file a lawsuit, you can make up all kinds of lies because you cannot be sued for something you put in a lawsuit. But here's what you can be sued for. You can actually be sued for what you put in a claim if it damages others. And the fact that they made this public, there is the ability to sue. I had a lawyer on the show. I can't think of his name. I had a lawyer on the show a couple weeks ago, and he said that claims are suable. But thank you for calling in. Welcome to Sound Off. What would you like to ask?
Yeah, I'm wondering, I read the Tribune article this morning. It's the longest article I've read in the Tribune for decades, and it was so wrong. And I'm wondering what's behind it. Why is the Tribune, that can't even stay afloat, bringing out all guns on this issue? Is this Joe Tirica? Is this the silent hand of Tom Foulkes? They seem to be putting a lot of effort into it, and it's almost like a repeat of Kelly Gearhart.
You know, the biggest problem, I think, I do believe that this is an attempt to try to harm a competitor. My readership has been on an uphill ladder massively for the last couple of years. The business is doing fabulous. At the same time, the Tribune has been on a downhill slide for almost a decade. And I do believe that this was more about trying to take a swipe at a competitor. But the biggest issue for them is Linda George told them, I wasn't at meetings. They called her three times to try to get her to change her story. And then they didn't put that information in the article. I find that appalling for a media group to call that news. But hey, we are going to have to take our top of the hour lengthy break. And we will be back after a word from our sponsors.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.